Justin Fluke back with you. Chris Brown joins us now. Royal Valley boys basketball at 2-5 on the season. Have played just the one game since the holiday break. That was against Hiawatha, home game 70-49, the final score. I'm sure it seems like, and I guess, Coach, it actually has been almost 2 weeks ago with us not doing the coaches' shows last week. But first game back from the break, some rust to kick off. And I know we talked a couple weeks ago that a lot of emphasis on defense, and it seemed like you ran into a hot shooting team again in Hiawatha that first night back.
Yeah, it did not. We had that emphasis over break for sure, and it did not pan out because they certainly scored pretty much when and however they wanted. So, they shot it well. And, of course, it's always never easy to make shots, but that's also a common denominator with us this year, that if everybody's shooting well against you, right, it's not just that you're getting unlucky every night, it's that you're not guarding at a high enough level. So it continues to be an emphasis and continues to be something we're working with in practice and trying some different things, and certainly we know we need to get better.
Your team, like many around the area, of course, haven't had near as much practice time or court time as you'd like, I know, but hopefully here the last couple of days you're kind of getting back into the swing of things. At least maybe you feel like you've had some chance to run the legs off a bit and try to get back into basketball shape before now having 3 games in 3 days in your home tourney.
Sure. It kind of felt like an extended kind of like a COVID-style Christmas break. We had the extended break back then. So very little practice. I think we practiced last Thursday. It was the only day we were able to practice last week, and weren't able to practice Monday this week. So fortunately got Tuesday, Wednesday, a couple back-to-back days, like you said, to get ready for a big weekend for us. 3 games in 3 days and looking for an opportunity to get hot and string some wins together. So certainly it's an important time for us to be playing good basketball right now. So kind of gave them a quick scout. And like you said, more importantly, hey, let's run up and down a little bit and make sure we're our conditioning level's where it needs to be. And hopefully we can come out and play well this week and find a way to find some wins.
Your team has traditionally played pretty well in the home tournament. I think the good thing is you see 3 different teams outside your league. What do you expect the competition to be? I mean, what are you kind of looking at for the challenges that you'll face here over the next 3 days?
Sure. Trail and Chapman specifically have kind of been working up to this for a few years where they've played young guys, the last 2 or 3 years. And then now they're kind of, their young guys are all of a sudden juniors and seniors. So certainly expecting them to be much improved from what we've seen in the past. Wabunsee, kind of similar to us, lost a lot of guys last year. And so they're kind of, trying to find their identity a little bit, I'm sure. But a very well-coached team there with Wabunsee, and they're always going to play hard and always, come in with a good plan. So certainly expecting a challenge. Like I said, we want to get hot. We haven't played up to our standard on either side of the ball. So just hoping we can string together, I think it's a great opportunity for us. When you're not playing well, there's nothing better than just playing a few games in a row, because maybe that gives you an opportunity to get out there and start feeling good about yourself and make some plays and then just roll it right into the next day, not have to wait a week to play. So we're excited for the opportunity and hoping we can come out and make the home fans proud.
Yeah, with only 7 games played and looking at, 13 to get in here in the next really only about 4 or 5 weeks, I guess, it's going to be pretty fast and furious with a lot of games for sure. Best of luck in your home tournament coming up here the next few days, Coach. Thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Coach Chris Brown of the Royal Valley Panther Boys. The Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital and Family Practice, located in Hoyt.